Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Salvation, written and read by Emma Danzi. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent." I love how this verse in Scripture reminds us of the great love that God has for people. This is not because we deserve it or are so appealing to him. In fact, we are the opposite. We are sinful and unworthy. We have rejected him and turned our own ways. However, in his great love, Jesus died for us. After having accepted his sacrifice for our sins, we so want that for other people in our lives who have not made that decision yet. It can be easy to forget to pray for them or neglect to continue sharing with others, but God tells us that he is not being slow. He is being gracious to keep the door open to eternal life in Jesus. He does not want anyone to perish, but for all to come to him in a repentance. Jesus is for people coming to him. He desires them to say yes to his sacrifice. As we pray, may we not give up that God's Spirit is still working in the lives of those around us. Let's pray. Our Savior Jesus, we worship you and thank you for your gift of eternal life that you gave to us by your blood, death, and resurrection. We praise you that you are the way, and we have security and hope in you forever. You have given us a new heart and a new life. We are reborn into your family and always yours. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and raising yourself back to life again, defeating our sin and eternal separation from God. Jesus, be magnified in our lives. Help us to display your gospel and tell others of your gospel to fulfill your great commission. We pray over our families, friends, neighbors, and coworkers who do not know you. For those who have rejected you, soften their hearts. For those who have never heard of you, give us and others boldness to share. For those who have relied on religion and church to save them, open their eyes to the true Savior Jesus. Give us insight into how we can pray for their eternal life with you. Help us to reach out and press into the opportunities around us in our everydays. Bless the conversations, the ways that we love them. Jesus, show them that you are the answer to their biggest questions in life and struggle. Free them like you have freed us. Use us as your mouthpieces to sharing the gospel. We pray over strangers whom we may encounter in various places. Help us to see them as people made in your image who deserve to be pursued. Lead us with your Holy Spirit to share your love and hope with them. We pray for spiritual eyes to see each day how you are working. Give us words to say that will speak to them in their unique situations. Help us to have boldness and courage to tell confidently. We pray over those who have never heard about Jesus around the world. We pray for those who are missionaries and have responded to your call. Give them the courage and peace to proclaim the message of hope for eternity. Please reach the unreached people groups. Reveal your love to the smallest villages. Use dreams and amazing miracles to speak to people who have not had the opportunity to hear about Jesus otherwise. Give them the truth that will set them free. John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. God, you make it very clear that the only way to be reunited with you is through Jesus' sacrifice.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.